Have a wonderful day.
Hey, stay
up here. I'll do my best. Nobody looks decent in cold weather here except for skiers. Of course, they all look like, you know, European, whatever. Make sure that our holes are stopped up at the speed. Alright. There's a true statement, you know, that anybody ever says, oh, it's just a minuscule part of the budget. It didn't even matter. It's not even a spec. And you go, well, it's something. So you gotta take care of every drain you can. You take care of the easy low hanging fruit first, just knock it out. Oh. And then you keep slogging away on the big stuff. I don't like it. Things get handled. You know, people say, well, the government's not getting solved. And you go, well, yeah. You guys have made so many excuses about saving the little stuff and browbeating the big stuff that's actually got some larger purpose to it. Because it doesn't, happen. Like somebody said, we could probably put a lot of money into the cure for cancer and it would happen. And you go, but yeah, I think you should. Can I tell you a little trick about the medical industry? Now, this doesn't include everybody, of course, you know. But, in general, there's really no interest in this. There are whole fields of medicine who are just about doing what gets done right now. I'm not saying there's not improvement, there's always some improvement. That's how the market works. The market isn't really interested in something revolutionary because most of the main market players, their bread and butter comes from the way things are now. You know, they just want to make enough little changes so they can differentiate themselves in the market. They don't want to destroy the market, there have been patents on the books for years for replacements for the internal combustion engine. We don't know if any of them were any good because the market, sometimes government contributes to it, the market is locked in this thing. These other companies are not interested in this. Electric cars are still, every once in a while they'll float a balloon to see if they can get somebody to pay for electric cars. Tesla went out there and just flat did it. It was novel. All the really rich people, car enthusiasts, who all wanted to say, I have a Tesla, they all bought one. We might have electric cars someday, but right now they don't. It's just not feasible. I'm not going to buy an electric car. They cost too much. It's that simple. There might be something better out there. We might have known about the better thing for 70 or 80 years, but it never gained any traction. Because all this stuff has been settled. And you go, okay, says, now I've done a little bit of research on this. About the magic time. It was really before World War II. I say all real innovation ended previous 1940. I said we have not really innovated particularly since then. We've made incremental improvements on the creations of the very late 19th century and the very early 20th century. Is almost every single technology that we use today, it wasn't that we had their forerunners, their forefathers. We actually had the thing. You know, they'll say, oh, well, there's semiconductors and microprocessors. And said, we had semiconductors in the 30s. Nobody knew what to do with them, but we had them. Somebody had done that. They hadn't come up with processes to make it happen. You know, the way to make them cost effective. But was the technology there? Oh yes, it was. Sorry, I need to get back to Stefan Molyneux, which is who's an interesting guy. I don't know how well he does supporting himself. Maybe he supports himself fine. I have no idea. Trump has made some offhand comment about defunding PBS, and of course everything around PBS has just gone ballistic, and how horrible he is and how the world will implode without this news outlet. And you go, we'll do fine. And it says, like for my thing, I don't know PBS from Pablum. my mom and my oldest son watch public broadcasting. Makes me feel like I think they're supporting charity. In some way, it supports our local broadcast center here in the Dallas on our university campus. Which has a broadcast school. And to a degree, the ability, this ability to broadcast is just, it's interesting. But we find that this actually reduces the number of possible voices. The government regulates it heavily. Mostly when it comes to public radio and public television, it subsidizes it heavily. That makes it so that people learn how to do something. It's almost getting kind of antiquated. This is a medium. One that's almost not even useful anymore. Usually, the only people that aren't on the internet are people who are so poor they can't afford it. But now there's government programs that kind of prop that up, so you can have a cell phone with a basic data service. Better stuff than I do. I don't have a cell phone. Don't really want one. And I can't be, you know. My business says I need to have it. And it's like the new old subsidizer. If it becomes a requirement of my job, it's like a uniform or anything else. If you require something, you have to pay for it. Or you have to give me a stipend to provide it. You know, and you go, okay, well, I guess you're not going to do that, are you? But you can contact me. I have a phone number at home. I took my email. Anyway, this morning adding some things, sometimes very pointed things. Well, I'm sorry, I think you have to be pointed these days. You can't sugarcoat anything if people don't know what you're talking about. Better to just lay it out there come up with terms that describe what's happening. Describe the action, not the people. People can change. We need to give people the opportunity to change. And encouragement to change. And that's the biggest thing about this now. Can't sit there and just be so careful about hurting feelings. Don't force them to pay attention to it. Get them out of there. Well, you know, we have to start defunding somewhere. And it's easiest to defund the stuff that just, it won't affect a handful of people if you defund it. You know, work on this, work on this, work on this. Because don't, the government has enjoyed its appointed place as the instigator of all good. Leftists especially love that. And they even prop it up, you know, if you take away this funding from this activity, well, it'll never happen again. If it wasn't for this money, this wouldn't be done. And you go, must not be of much intrinsic value then. It says, I'm very happy for the arts. I'm very happy for the great store of knowledge that we have. Does the government need to pay for it? Used to be a lot of talent at Carnegie Library. The government, well, I don't know if the government got involved, but it's named after some guy named Andrew Carnegie. He was very rich. I think people looked at him funny and said he was a unfair, cruel guy that was taking advantage of circumstances to enrich himself. So he decided to do some things that would placate that accusation. So, the Doug libraries, they still exist, although most of them have become now public entities. I would be the first one to say, you know, you left it. Always screaming and yelling about every single cause, how much money must be given, must be taken, sorry, not given, taken from everybody, to fund your causes. And you go, put your money where your mouth is. You support them. You pay for them. You go out. So instead of robbing all of us, make yourself like garbage. It's just, you know, you guys make it happen. But you have to do it individual by individual. Well, you can't just demand more money and expect to get the whole a reduction in the increase constitutes a cut. Because